Yep, I told you, we are back. It's Mile High Magazine. We're on every Sunday morning here on your favorite radio station. I'm Murphy Houston, and joining me now is Dave Young, the Colorado State Treasurer. Dave, how's it going?
Doing well, Murphy. Thanks for having me on.
Well,
How are you this morning?
Well, doing good. And as I was kind of mentioning you before we started talking now, we're talking about getting some money back. And who doesn't want to get some money back, right, Dave?
Everybody wants to get some money back.
Yes, they do. I bet you hear that a lot.
Yeah.
Well, we're
talking. The treasurer's showing up. They want money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Dave, you bring the checkbook for the state. I think we need something here. So anyhow,
well, in this case, we got good news for you.
Yes, it is. That's my point exactly. The Great Colorado Payback. Now, what you're saying here is the government, they have your money and they want to give it back to you. Of course, the reaction of anybody, Dave, is, come on, it's a joke, right? They're going to give me back money, but it's not a joke in this case, is it?
It is not. And, you know, this is why it's so important that you're helping us get the word out about this. This is actually money that people have gotten separated from. Originally, it might have been with a bank or an insurance company, or it was a last paycheck. It could be any number of things. And, you know, whoever was holding that money, whatever company or entity was holding that money, held it for a number of years. And when they couldn't find the person to reunite them with that, they send it to the Treasury. And it becomes our job to do that. So, you know, a lot of these companies reunite people with money all the time.
Right.
But when the really difficult cases come along, they send them to the Treasury. And we've got a great staff that actually can do this work and does it very well. But I'm holding more than $1.5 billion in cold, hard cash.
So oh, my this is why, goodness.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
So yes,
really
it is.
We're anxious to get it back to people.
Do you see Murphy Houston buy any of that money perchance, Dave, while you're looking?
You know, you can go to colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com. I'm sorry about the long internet address, but it's colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com. And you can actually search yourself and put your name in there, a zip code. You know, I think Murphy Houston's a pretty unique name, so maybe only your claims would come up. Dave Young, pretty common name. I might get other Dave Youngs that have claims as well. So you kind of have to sort through the list you get and decide which ones you think are yours, and then you can claim those. Now, you know, people go through a claims process to actually prove it's their property.
Well, I'm sure.
Money, but you have safety deposit box contents as well. And, you know, I think you can appreciate we want to be sure we're getting it back to the right person. We don't want to give somebody else's money to the wrong person. So we do ask for some identifying information to prove that it's really yours. But we're anxious to get it back.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And how long do you hold it, though, Dave, before you say, well, I guess we're never going to find these people?
Forever.
Oh, what? That's the magic word.
Yeah, it's a trust fund, so we hold it in perpetuity, and you know, we work really hard to get it back. But if we don't find the person right away, we just keep working on it.
Oh my gosh, how many people do you have doing that job, Dave? That would take a lot.
Well, we have a very elite staff. You know, they're small in number, but they're very powerful. We have about 20 people in the unclaimed property group in our department that are working on this. And, you know, some of them are working directly on claims with people, but we're also working with corporations and businesses and other holders of this money to ask them to send it to us once it's been dormant for a while. And so we have, you know, all kinds of, you know, compliance and auditing pieces that go into that process as well. So this staff really works in an intense way to get this money. We get money in from these entities about twice a year.
I see.
So, you know, I will get people that will say, oh, I checked, you know, a year or two ago and there wasn't anything. So I guess I'm done. And I tell people, check a couple of times a year, because we retrieve money from these entities. We call them holders.
Okay.
They're holders of this money. And we retrieve money from the holders twice a year. So maybe, you know, last week there wasn't anything there for you, Murphy. But this week, after we had gotten some money from a holder, it might be there for you. So it's worth checking.
That's for sure. You never give up. If you're holding that money forever, which seems just impossible to imagine, you could just keep checking all the time.
Exactly. And, you know, we've been very successful in returning money back to people. Since over the last year, 2023, we returned over $52 million.
Whoa!
Over 71,000 claimants.
So, oh, that's unbelievable.
You know, we're constantly working this, and we actually have done a unique kind of thing. Some other states are doing it too, but it's unique for this program. It's called Fast Tracks, where we know the person whose money it is, and we're certain we have the right address for them. We'll just send a letter and say, look for a check coming your way in the next couple of days, and we follow that up with a check. They don't even have to file a claim.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, these are smaller amounts, but we really try to be proactive that way.
I can't even imagine, Dave, how many calls you get going, this can't be true. I can't be getting money back for something I don't even know about, and they might not know about it, right?
Exactly. You know, I mean, I tell my own personal story. My grandmother took out 3 life insurance policies and never told anybody about them. And when she passed away, we weren't looking for any kind of benefit check. And unfortunately, she wrote the wrong address into the policies when she took them out.
Oh, no.
And so, you know, the checks went to the wrong address. We weren't looking for them. It wasn't anybody's fault. You know, I mean, it was a mistake, but it ended up in unclaimed property, and eventually we discovered that money was there, and we claimed it.
Oh, my gosh. That's a heck of a story. We got Dave Young, the Colorado State Treasurer, on. Now, Dave, maybe we can dig in a little deeper for those folks listening now that obviously are going, I didn't know anything about unclaimed property. Maybe what are you talking about when you say unclaimed property? Give them some examples, as many as you can think of.
Sure. Well, you know, I just gave the one about life insurance.
Right.
We get people, sometimes they'll go and they'll look and they'll go, well, there's this little small amount of money, and it might have been an overpayment for something, you know, a medical service or something, and then maybe the person moved, the forwarding address ran out, and the company tried to return that overpayment and couldn't do it. It might be a last paycheck if somebody's leaving their job, maybe moving to another location. Again, maybe they tried to mail the money to them and it bounced back to them. Could be a deposit on utilities. I mean, I can go down the list. There's just tons of stuff. And, you know, it's not just individuals. We have unclaimed property for nonprofits. For example, the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region, somebody donated a sizable amount to them, but it got lost in the paperwork shuffle, and they weren't aware until we helped them discover that they had $98,000 sitting in unclaimed property. And of course, you know, Humane Society can do a lot of great work with that, so they were excited to get that back. So, you know, we have small businesses, we have school districts and counties, we have faith-based organizations. So you know, you can certainly tell your friends, your family, your coworkers to go take a look. It's very easy to search at colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com. And, you know, I know it's a .com, and you're right. People look at this and they go, oh, this has got to be some kind of a scam.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mentioned earlier, we do ask for strong identifying information, and sometimes that includes a Social Security number. So rightfully so, I know why people would be reluctant. You know, they're like, I don't know, in this day and age of all this identity theft and everything.
But yes.
This is the real deal, and we are really trying to get this money back to people. I might also mention that a couple of years ago, I was the president of all unclaimed properties around the world.
What? Come on, Dave.
It's not just in Colorado. It's all over the place.
So were people calling you the king?
What's that?
Were the people calling you the king? I mean, yeah, all those claims.
Well, no, they're not. But they are, you know, happy when we return money to them.
My gosh, I guess around the world.
We have a website at the international level, unclaimed.org, And again, this one we're trying to beef up a little bit, at missingmoney.com. We want to change that to a missingmoney.gov, but we haven't quite got there yet to make it feel more legitimate. But missingmoney.com, unclaimed.org, there's a, if you search around a little bit on those two websites, you'll find a map. And like, for example, if you lived in another state, like you lived in New York or something, or Kansas, you can click in to that state. We also have provinces in Canada. We have a program as far away as Kenya.
Wow.
And so, yeah. So you can click in on the map and you can check to see if you may have left some money or property behind there. And, you know, I use the word property because, as I mentioned, we get safety deposit box contents as well. And so we just had, just a couple of weeks ago, we had National Unclaimed Property Day on February 1st. And we actually opened our safe and we did some show and tell. And we had, you know, rings, jewelry of all kinds, coin collections. We've got gold bars and silver bars. We've got all kinds of stuff that people have left behind, unfortunately, in a safety deposit box. Maybe they passed away, stopped paying the rent on there, and the bank didn't know who the heirs were. So eventually they send that property to us. And we, again, hang on to this forever looking for the rightful owner. Now, stuff that's not real valuable, we may auction, but we hold the value if we auction it. We don't give away that money that we get from that. But, you know, some things are like that we get are like war medals. We're not going to auction that off.
No, right.
It's valuable to the family, you know, and we try really, really hard to find the family, get it back to the family. So this is why, you know, it's just an absolutely fabulous and amazing process. And this is why we try so hard to return this to people, because certainly people want money, but they also want these things that may have real strong sentimental value.
Absolutely correct. So I'm trying to picture this now, Dave. You got people working for you that are, you're actually reaching out, trying to find these people. They find addresses and phone numbers and try to make calls and try to connect that way?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely, we do. And again, you know, I mean, with this many, this amount of money and this many possible claims, there's no way we can make all those calls. But we do, you know, this is why getting the word out about the website, you can go search yourself. You know, sometimes people have very complicated claims and they get the help of professionals that are called finders or holders and or locators, I should say, not holders. But, you know, and if it's a very complicated claim, sometimes that help is appreciated, but they do charge a fee.
Well, I mean, well, they ought to. You know, I mean, really.
Yeah, but, you know, for the run-of-the-mill claims, you don't need to pay anybody to go find this. You can just go to the website and search.
Really?
And go through the process, right.
It's just hard for me to imagine. You're talking such large numbers and unique pieces of property. How do people get separated? I mean, they die, I guess, or they just forget?
No, you know, it's every piece of property, every claim for money has a really unique story behind it. You know, we had somebody who I was interviewed by down in the southern part of the state who had a claim. She didn't know it. And we looked it up, you know, in advance of the interview and said, hey, you have a claim here, but it's not for this little town in southern Colorado. It's for Grand Junction. And she said, oh, goodness. I used to live in Grand Junction, but I was involved in a terrible car accident. A drunk driver hit me, and I was hospitalized. I ran through all of my savings. I was hoping to get a settlement. The settlement never came. I kind of ran out of money and had to move home. And it turns out that that money that was sitting in unclaimed property was her settlement. So, you know, this is not her fault. She went through a catastrophic event in life.
Right.
And it's certainly understandable that she got separated from this. But, you know, thank goodness that we have this program that can reunite somebody with that money. Very important to, you know, this person recovering, not only physically, but financially from this terrible event.
Well, Dave, again, before I have to let you go, give me where they find out if their name's on the list for something. Where do they go?
Colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com.
Simple enough. Gosh, David, you got me all pumped up. As soon as we're done here, I'm on the list. I'm looking. We'll find out.
Murphy, let us know if you find something.
I will.
And like I said, keep checking back. You may find something, you know, 6 months from now. It wasn't there at the time you checked recently. So
perfect. It's perfect.
Keep looking at it.
So that's Dave Young.
Thanks for helping us get the word out.
You bet. Dave Young, Colorado State Treasurer. Dave, thanks for coming on Mile High Magazine today. I appreciate it very much.
More than happy to do it. Ask me back anytime, Murphy.
Take care.